Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace. Approximately every 2,500 years, a new teacher brings a body of teaching to the attention of humanity that is suited to its needs at that particular time. Usually, this takes place at the end of an age. Right now, as the age of Pisces is in decline, and as our solar system moves more into alignment with the constellation of Aquarius, new energies begin to make themselves felt. As these Aquarian energies stream into our planet, the need for change can be seen more clearly, and chaos ensues as the old order begins to crumble to make way for the impulse of sharing, justice, and peace for all.
Good morning, everyone. Today we have an article from Share International magazine about Winston Churchill and UFOs. His interest in UFOs is widely recorded. We also offer quotes from other prominent people from the 1960s through to 2010. The Ageless Wisdom posits that there are seven levels of matter. Our scientists know of four. That's how much more we have yet to discover about the universe. We know of solid, liquid, gaseous, and dark matter, which esotericists call the etheric levels. It's unlikely, or in brackets impossible, for humans in a solid physical body to live on planets where temperatures may be 400 degrees above or below, but they could be living if their bodies were in the finer levels of matter. These we cannot see, and we have no instruments to measure. Firstly, though, we'll read about a new documentary, and then we'll continue with quotes and the article on the interests of Winston Churchill.
This article is from the July-August 2016 issue of Share International magazine, and it's titled UFOs and Nukes, New Documentary Released. Noted UFO researcher, author and lecturer Robert Hastings has produced and recently released a documentary film titled UFOs and Nukes, The Secret Link Revealed. Hastings calls it the culmination of four decades of research into long-standing, widespread and ongoing UFO activity at nuclear weapons sites, both in the US and abroad. Blending on-camera testimonies from retired US Air Force officers, archival military film footage, highlighted sections of declassified government documents, and computer-animated recreations based on eyewitness descriptions, the 50-minute film is a fascinating, fast-paced exposé of UFO incidents that have been occurring at nuclear weapons facilities of all types since the dawn of the atomic age in the 1940s. Most of these incidents remain top secret, hidden from public knowledge. The captivating recreations include an incident in 1967 at Malmstrom Air Force Base, Montana, in which a large glowing oval-shaped craft was observed hovering over nuclear missile silos while, in a bunker 60 feet below ground, launch control officers were stunned to see that 10 missiles had suddenly shut down. Also featured is the famous Bentwaters incident, which happened in December 1980, in which multiple UFOs were observed and tracked on radar two nights in a row in and around RAF Bentwaters Air Base, which is a nuclear weapons site in England.
Interestingly, none of the former Air Force officers who appear in the film, who were present when the UFO events took place, said they believed the actions were overtly hostile or menacing. Hastings says in the film that he believes these UFO activities are a deliberate effort on the part of the visitors to send a message that we are playing with fire. Unlike many UFO documentaries and television programs, which offer more sensationalism and speculation than facts, UFOs and Nukes presents rigorously researched, documented, and eyewitness-corroborated evidence that belies the claims of government officials and mainstream news media, that the UFO phenomenon is a pop culture myth or the imaginings of conspiracy theorists. The documentary is available at Vimeo on demand. That's Vimeo, Vimeo.com/UFO/Sand Nukes.
And next we have an article that was published in the April issue of Share International magazine this year titled Winston Churchill and UFOs by Phyllis Power. An article written by Winston Churchill in 1939, revised during the 1950s but never published, has recently been discovered in the Churchill Museum in the USA. Are We Alone in the Universe? Written on the verge of World War II, with crucial political events to occupy his mind, Churchill's interest would have been stimulated by the recent notorious US radio version of War of the Worlds, adapted by Orson Welles from the novel by H.G. Wells, that had many panicking that an alien invasion was actually taking place. The article was originally written before the period, particularly in the 1950s, of many reports of UFOs and great public interest in the phenomenon. Astrophysicist Mario Livio, the first person to be shown this newly discovered manuscript, points out that Churchill posited the existence of many other suns with families of planets decades before the actual discovery of extrasolar planets in the 1990s. What impresses Livio about Churchill's article is how he approached the question of alien life with a scientist's mind.
What's so amazing about the piece is that here is a man, arguably the greatest statesperson of the 20th century, and in 1939 he not only has the interest, but finds the time to write an essay about a purely scientific question. And this was in Nature, 15th of February 2017. In fact, Churchill was always interested in and committed to the importance of science in society. And as UK's Prime Minister, he appointed a government science advisor, a role that would have even more importance today. The article explores the conditions necessary for life to exist, life defined as the ability to reproduce, and discusses the habitable or Goldilocks zone, the narrow orbital region where a planet is neither too hot nor too cold, but just right to support life. This is in line with the latest contemporary thinking about where we might find life in the universe. Churchill's measured conclusion was, we might now think, only common sense, but it was well before its time. With hundreds of thousands of nebulae, each containing thousands of millions of suns, the odds are enormous that there must be immense numbers which possess planets whose circumstances would not render life impossible.
However, although Churchill interestingly posits Mars and Venus as possible hosts for life, he in no way entertains the possibility of etheric matter that can explain the existence of life on planets in our solar system, and that underpins the accounts of space people in the writings of Benjamin Krem and George Adamski, borne out by countless sightings and other accounts. All the same, intriguingly, the very fact that he wrote the article might suggest that Churchill, who was a third-degree initiate, could have had an intuition that life outside our planet can, and indeed, as he himself says, must exist. As a third-degree initiate, the scope of Churchill's knowledge and talents was huge. He was well known as an historian and inspiring orator, even gaining the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1953, as well as a politician. Most importantly, as Prime Minister of Britain, he helped to lead the Allies to victory in World War II. With his first-rate makeup, personality and mental and physical bodies, he was also physically fearless and indomitable, deliberately seeking out, early in his career, dangerous military combat, particularly in the Boer War, though as a war correspondent rather than as a member of the armed forces. He was also something of a maverick. He never did well at school and was largely self-taught. He became a Freemason in 1902, which suggests an interest beyond the material. His newly found article illustrates how he was prepared to inquire into areas beyond contemporary, conventional thinking. All the same, it is telling that whatever his own view about the possibility of life outside planet Earth, as Prime Minister during the war, he appears to have ordered that a UFO sighting be kept secret to prevent mass panic.
In the late 1950s, Churchill revised the article a little, changing the title from its original, Are We Alone in Space, to the more specific, Are We Alone in the Universe? By then, there had been many publicized encounters with UFOs and the space people, and George Adamski had published his world-famous book, Flying Saucers Have Landed, in 1953, and Inside the Spaceships in 1955. Churchill concludes his article prophetically. I, for one, am not so immensely impressed by the success we are making of our civilization here that I am prepared to think we are the only spot in this immense universe which contains living, thinking creatures, or that we are the highest type of mental and physical development which has ever appeared in the vast compass of time and space. As Benjamin Krem said in a lecture in 2014, the space people live and we owe them an enormous debt. They are all part of the same planetary system. The people of the space vehicles are our brothers and sisters. What we call man exists everywhere in space.
And now we have some quotes from some fairly well-known figures speaking out about the extraterrestrial presence on Earth. Despite the decades-long official cover-up of the extraterrestrial presence on Earth, a growing number of officials and dignitaries have spoken out about the reality of the visitors from space. Share International co-worker and author Gerard Artson brought these statements together in his books Here to Help, UFOs and the Space Brothers, published in 2011, and Priorities for a Planet in Transition, The Space Brothers' Case for Justice and Freedom, which was published in 2015. Combined, these testimonies provide a powerful and unmistakable statement of disclosure from people who were or are active in the very realms of authority that are responsible for hiding the fact of the extraterrestrial presence from the public, government, science, and the military. So here's the first quote from Roscoe H. Hillenkoetter of the U.S. Navy, the Vice Admiral, and he was also CIA Director between 1947 and 1950 and a member of National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena between 1957 and 62. And the source of this quote is from the New York Times, February 1960. It is time for the truth to be brought out in open congressional hearings. Behind the scenes, high-ranking Air Force officers are soberly concerned about the UFOs. But through official secrecy and ridicule, many citizens are led to believe the unknown flying objects are nonsense. And a quote from Pope John XXIII, who was known as the Good Pope, Pontiff of the Roman Catholic Church between 1958 and 1963, and the quote is, "The sons of God are everywhere. Sometimes we have difficulties in recognizing our own brothers." And the source of this was via the Pope's personal assistant and eyewitness to the event, Loris Capovilla, and Bishop Higinio Ellis Gomez. The comment was made after an encounter with a being from a flying saucer that had landed in the garden of Castel Gandolfo in July 1961.
Right, now our next quote is from Alberto Perego, 1903 to 1981. He was the consul of Italy at one stage. The space people foresee a future of great prosperity for planet Earth if our leaders will avoid a new conflict and confirm that they are among us to help us. We must not forget that we owe it to them that thus far no nuclear war has broken out. And the next quote is from Gordon Cooper, DSC, U.S. Air Force Colonel, Gemini 5, Mercury 9, astronaut for the USA. And this is from a letter to the UN encouraging the establishment of a committee to look into the UFO phenomenon, and that was published in November 78. And the quote is, I believe that these extraterrestrial vehicles and their crews are visiting this planet from other planets, which obviously are a little more technically advanced than we are here on Earth. Next quote is from Mikhail Gorbachev, President, USSR, 1985 to 1991. And the source was from an interview with Soviet youth in May 1990. And this quote is, the phenomenon of UFOs does exist, and it must be treated seriously. And I continue with another quote, and this is from Kurzhan Ilyumzhinov, President of Kalmykia, Russian Federation, 1993 to 2010. He was also the president of the World Chess Federation, FIDE, 1995 to the present. And the source is from an interview for British TV back in 2007. They are people like us. They have the same mind, the same vision. I talked with them. I understand that we are not alone in this whole world. We are not unique. And another quote, and this is from Professor Irvin Laszlo, and he is a science philosopher, integral theorist, systems theorist from Hungary, the founder of the Club of Budapest. And the source is an interview with Tessa Koop in the spring of 2008. There are reports of extraterrestrials having contact here. They are kept very secret, but I have some access to some people and some information that is meant to be kept very confidential. Some of the things I know I'm not supposed to say because they will never tell me anything more. But I am certain that contact has been made. And the last quote from me is, I happen to be privileged enough to be in on the fact that we have been visited on this planet and the UFO phenomenon is real, although it's been covered up by governments for quite a long time. And that is from Edgar Mitchell, DSC, US Navy captain, and from Apollo 14 astronaut, sixth man on the moon. And the interview was with Nick Margeson for The Night Before on Kerrang! Radio UK, July 2008.
And a couple more quotes. This is from Professor Laszlo Filipov, who was the Deputy Director of the Space Research Institute in Bulgaria and also a member of the International Astronautical Federation. The source of this is the newspaper The Telegraph from November 2009. Aliens are currently all around us and are watching us all the time. They're not hostile towards us. Rather, they want to help us, but we have not grown enough in order to establish direct contact with them. And here's one from the Honourable Henry McElroy Jr., former state legislator of New Hampshire in USA. And this is from a public statement on YouTube from May 2010. The document I saw was an official brief to President Eisenhower. To the best of my memory, this brief was pervaded with a sense of hope, and it informed President Eisenhower of the continued presence of extraterrestrial beings here in the United States of America. And this from the Right Honourable Paul Hillier, Minister of Defence Canada, also Vice Prime Minister of Canada between the years of 67 and 69, from a speech at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., April 2008. Decades ago, visitors from other planets warned us about where we were headed and offered to help. But instead, we, or at least some of us, interpreted their visits as a threat and decided to shoot first and ask questions after. The veil of secrecy must be lifted, and it has to be lifted now, before it is too late.
And that's all we have time for today. And if you'd like further information, you can reach us by writing to Box 34491, Birkenhead, or you may go online to share-international.org. And thank you very much for joining in, and have a lovely day. Thank you. Love and blessings.